To Britain now, where Rishi Sunak has narrowly avoided becoming the first British leader to lose three by-elections on a single day in more than half a century. They lost a seat in North Yorkshire to the Labour Party with a huge swing to the party, and to the Liberal Democrats in Somerset by a similarly big change, but held Boris Johnson's old seat in London. Just speaking to reporters in Uxbridge this morning, Rishi Sunak focused on that Conservative win for Steve Tuckwell.
Nobody expected us to win here, but Steve's victory shows that when people are confronted with a real choice, a choice on a matter of substance as they had here, they vote Conservative. That's what the general election is going to be about. It's going to be about actual issues that make a difference to people, and that's what we deliver in the Conservative Party.
Meanwhile, Labour leader Keir Starmer congratulated his new MP for Selby and Ainsty, Keir Mather.
And today is a day of firsts. This is the, I'm the first leader to say Labour, Selby and Ainsley, ever. It's the first time we've won here. It's the first time we've overturned a 20,000 majority, the biggest majority we've ever turned over in the history of the Labour Party. Absolutely fantastic.
A tale of two Keirs in Yorkshire. Tim Bale is with us. He's Professor of Politics at Queen Mary University. Tim Bale, good afternoon. Thanks for taking our call again today. Rishi Sunak may well have focused on Steve Tuckwell, but the new Conservative MP hadn't returned the favour. Did he even mention his party leader in his acceptance speech?
Barely. No, he put it down to Sadiq Khan's ULEZ scheme. And I think most commentators and indeed the Labour Party as well have put the Conservative win down to that particular policy. It does seem to have been a local issue that dominated there.
The scale of the swings against the Conservative Party in North Yorkshire and in Somerset echoes here of by-elections between 1992 and 1997, and in 1997, Conservatives went out of power.
Indeed, yes. I mean, there is some evidence to suggest that governments that begin to lose by-elections in the run-up to an election eventually end up losing that election, particularly if they lose them badly. And they have lost them very, very badly. I mean, we are talking about a 24% swing in one seat and a 29% swing in the other. And very worryingly for the government, we're also talking about what appears to be some fairly strong tactical voting. So in other words, Labour voters voting for the Liberal Democrats and the Liberal Democrats returning the favour to Labour. And that really does have to worry the Conservatives, because if there is an anti-Tory majority in this country, if it can mobilise itself, then that spells very bad news for Rishi Sunak.
Rishi Sunak says the general election next year isn't lost. He can't be serious, Tim, can he?
Well, I think politicians, as you know, are always quite optimistic. Sometimes
this sounds delusional at this stage, though. Can you really see any way the Conservatives could win the next general election?
I think it is very difficult to see how they will win a majority, and therefore I think it's very difficult to see how they will end up as the government of the country. I don't think it's entirely possible that they may end up as the largest party. I doubt that will happen personally. I would have thought Labour will win a majority, but you know, stranger things have happened. We have got 16 months before the election takes place. We can't make a firm prediction, I think, even on swings like this, and even with opinion polls, you know, at 20-21%. I think the problem for the government, however, is the economy, right? I mean, that is just not going to come as good as they hope, as quickly as they want.
Tim, thank you for that. That's Tim Bale, Professor of Politics at Queen Mary University.